Blog Talk Radio. Amen and amen. Trust and obey. We want to welcome you to the Thursday Night Advent Light Ministry Health Thursday. And we're so glad that you decide to join us. I am Steffi. I'm going to be not really, but really your co-host, or, you know, your mini co-host. But Sister Powell is on. I'm getting ready to open her line. And you will hear her as she will be the host for tonight. And so the line is now open for Sister Powell.
Amen, amen. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Stephanie, for co-host and also opening my line. Let us start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, you are so good. You are so great. Without you, we can't do anything. We want to thank you for your presence on this line. We want to thank you for the obedient, Lord, of your sons and your daughter, dear, who are preparing and planning, Lord, to come to join this Thursday night, Lord. You are so good. You are so great. And Sister Stephanie, Lord Jesus, you know she's in another setting, Father. But we ask you, Lord Jesus, to be by our side. And we thank you, Lord, for what the work that she has been doing. Bless us, Lord, as we give praises and bring honor this Thursday night. And also, Lord, hasten the footsteps of our dear brothers and sisters who will be joining us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, the Lord said we are to watch. Welcome on Advent Light Thursday night. The Lord said in his word, we are to watch, regather together, doing the things concerning Israel. He is in the midst. And we know that he is in the midst. So far, you know, we only have a few, and we are going to read some scripture passage. We know tonight is Thursday night, and Thursday night is always joy and always pleasure to hear the wonderful things that God have done for us. And without delay, I'm going to read just a little excerpt from Thursday that our dear sister had placed on their keyboard, and that we can understand, you know, how Jesus loves us. And hope that the others will join us. But so far, you know, we will at this point.
Mr. Powell,
enter them.
Did you want to play one more song before, or you wanted to just, because there are individuals out there in internet land that is hearing you. Did you want to play one more song before you start, or you just want to go straight in?
Yes. I wait. Yes, you can play one. And I never welcome my individual brothers them out there in other islands, Netherlands, Canada, Asia, Africa, Jamaica, and Maryland, and Tennessee, and New York, Albany. You know, we welcome you. We are all one family, and we are asking you to enrich luck, get your Bible, King James Bible, and also our Ministry of Healing that we will be studying from. So thank you for joining us, and we love you all, beloved. Yes, my dear, you can play a song.
Amen, 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 amen. And so we will go into a song. I'm telling you, whenever I go through the Coast Crucible, and I've often say, right, we've heard this, you're either in a storm, you're either going through a storm, you're either getting ready to go into one, or you're getting ready to get out of one. And so this song, we don't own the rights to any of the songs, but we're using them for educational purposes. That is the disclaimer out there as well. So we're putting that out there. And so this song is by Victor Thompson Music, and it's called Dependable God. I don't know about what you have gone through, but I know that had it not been my Heavenly Father, that I was able to depend on him, had it not been his Son, Jesus Christ, my Savior, who I could cry out in the name of Jesus, I would not be here. So I want you to listen to the words of this song, a really short song, but I think it is fitting, knowing that when we can't depend on man, when we can't depend on a job, when everything else seems like it's unreliable, we can't even depend on the money. You notice that the inflation is going up. You don't have enough money to purchase what you need. But at the end of the day, you know that you can depend on God. So let's listen to this song for a brief moment.
Unconditionally, Lord, thank you for loving me too much.
Amen, 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 amen. All right, Sister Powell, you are up. He made a way. And amen.
Oh, amen. Thanks again. Thank you for those wonderful songs, Rough Reflection. God is so good. Welcome, my dear beloved, who joined. I just saw someone join and they're off. But we welcome you all on this line tonight. Now we are on 7:20 my time, p.m. in Jamaica. And my dear beloved, the angels are here around us, and we are going to start all this program. Welcome again. And as the health turns the reform, we just want to read a little passage, just a little passage, and then we go into the real thing. Because something came up to me this morning, and, you know, I went and I looked, researched some scripture. And, you know, that is a part of health reform, anger. Anger, angry, and, you know, most of the time we do not know when we're angry with sin. So we are going to incorporate that little word, that little tree, how much word? A-N-A-R-G-R-Y, right? That little four-letter word this evening in the health reform message. And we are asking...
Five-letter word?
Yes, the five-letter A-N-G-R-Y. Sorry, I missed out.
All right, no problem, no problem.
Because that little word can lead us to the three-letter word, S-I-N. All right, my dear beloved, health reform Thursday. And we should teach others how to preserve and to recover health. For the sick, we should use the remedies which God has provided in nature. And we should point them to him who alone can restore. It is our work to present the sick and suffering to Christ in the arms of our faith. We should teach them to believe in the great healer. He should lay hold on his promise and pray for the manifestation of his power. The very essence of the gospel is restoration. And the Savior would have us bid the sick, the helpless, and the afflicted one to hold upon his strength. What a wonderful, wonderful. This is promises, right? What Jesus gave us, he told us what we should do. And my dear beloved, I stopped there, but facing the sick, even here at my home, even myself, but you know, the sick talking and doing. I placed Dougie, our transporter, you know, and today we were supposed to be traveling, my dear sister, but God worked it out that way. He is admitted in the hospital, and I am going to pause a little as we are reading this, what we should be doing, you know, to teach and to pray and to use God's remedy as we have been doing week upon week, you know, and sharing to others what God have said. So our scripture passage, my dear beloved, before I go in to do a little prayer, and then we're going to read our scripture passage and go in, right? Father, again, we come to you, Lord, about the sick, Lord. Lord, we know that you are the great physician, the healer. And as we read a while ago, Lord, that how to preserve and to recover health, Lord, is to depend upon you and to follow your health command that you have given unto us and the remedy that you have placed for us to use. So we just want to thank you for all these information. Bless us this night, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome again, my dear beloved. We are going to start with our opening scripture because we have a few more scripture. I don't know if Sister Stephanie, you have the chance to read our first scripture in Genesis 1, 29 and part, the last part of 30.
Yes, Sister Powell, I will go ahead and read that. Genesis 1, 29 and the last part of 30 says, "And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat." And the last portion of 30 says, "I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so."
Amen. So we saw what happened. God gave us every, not some, right? So we have to be obedient to what he says. Believe, trust. And the 3 John 1-4 says encouragement and reprove. So we have all these wonderful words to encourage us and also to reprove us. It said, "The elder unto the well-beloved Garland, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thou soul prospered. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth, that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear when Sister Powell, Sister Stephanie, Sister Tamika, Sister Leola, Sister Brenda, Brother John, Brother Eli, Sister Carlo, Sister Brother Richardson, God said to us this. He loves to hear when we walk in the truth. He loves to hear when we speak the truth to others and share it to others. And wherever we go, we have to do what God wants us. And the last, not the last, the other scripture, because there is scripture coming in tonight in the health message, the water and the tree of life. My dear beloved, God said the water and the tree of life, and he showed me a pure river of water of life. It clear as crystal proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bear 12 manner of fruit and yielded their fruit every month, and the leaves were for the healing of the nation. Boy, what a loving God we have, you know, giving us and showing us what we can use and take. So that's it, my dear beloved sister, for our scripture passage. And you know what? As we were hearing a while ago about anger, all right? Anger, right? Read the first scripture again. Until we have other joints, Sister Stephanie, I don't know if you want to comment. Psalms 15:1. What is anger?
Hi.
You're there?
What is really coming to my mind, there is a scripture that says, and I can't place my hand on it right now, but I know I'm going to find it. What was coming to my mind was the fact that God gave us a command. In the word, he says, do not let the sun go down on your anger, on your wrath. So that means it's not a sin to be angry initially, right? It becomes a sin when we allow it to go, when the sun goes down and we have not relinquished it, we still have that up in our heart festering. The Bible says when we have aught with a man, if you go to pray, right, if you come to pray and you recognize that you have aught with a man, it says that don't even start praying. Leave the gift and go and make peace, go and speak to that person. That is how important it is. And how many times we are so angry with one another where it does impact our health and also impact our blessing. Amen. And so when I heard that, I was like, oh, my word. We want to fight the battle that is assigned for Jesus, our Savior, right? It says revenge belongs to me. The battle is not ours. The battle belongs to God, right? And so we have to be careful because many people are suffering. Diseases are inflicted on them because of that anger, because of that rage. Have you ever gotten so mad you got your head start hurting you, your heart start beating fast and start fluttering, heart attack, stroke, just because we are angry at somebody? All right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That is my little piece, Sister Park. Can you hear me?
I hear, my dear. And they, as I was telling you about the scripture, and it said in for a quite a few scripture, maybe different, but I would say in Psalms 15, it said the happiness of the holy. Lord, who shall abide in the tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? Right? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh upright and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that biteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up the reproof against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is condemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth in his heart and changeth not, he that putteth out his money unto the usury, and taketh reward against the innocent, he that doeth these things shall never be moved. Right? So we see here that if we're angry, we cannot be happy. Right? Hello? We can commune. Right? You have time? If we are angry, we are having bitterness within our heart. Right, my dear, beloved? Okay, so the
Sister
Lord wants us.
I am hearing you. Remember, I got to transition, so I got to put you on mute. I'm hearing you.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes, my dear. So we know that. And also, we have Colossians 3:8. Put off all angry, all wrath, all malice, everything, and God will place his righteousness within us. So that is something that we could. Well, my dear beloved, as we are still few on the line, I don't know if you want to share some of the wonderful things that you have used for to boost your immune system while we are here. You know, I know you have to go into another class, you know, until our brothers and sisters. So now it's 7:30, 1 p.m., and we just have be a few, so. The line is open. You want to share?
All right, Sister Powell, as I said, I have to transition, but I will certainly let some of the things that I've been using. Lemon is a famous staple, you know, for me. I use it in my water when I get up. I use it in my tea. I use it to squeeze my throat. You know, just the fresh lemon. I use it to bathe. So lemon is just awesome around the board. Elderberries are great things. The eight doctors that makes house calls, nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperate ear, rest, and trust in that higher being, that God, that Heavenly Father, that is our creator. So those are some of the things I have been utilizing as well. I was telling my mom, I was telling Sister Powell that, you know, getting rest is very important, and I'm finding that I'm going to my bed much earlier now, like my body is literally going to bed much earlier now, and I'm getting up at that time where I'm able to, that 3 o'clock, you know, where, I mean, that's the time the Holy Spirit is waking me up, and I go into prayer and, you know, just trying to ask God, what is it he has in store for me? And, you know, go through my crucible and my prayer with him. So I thank God, you know, for all of these wonderful things that he has given us. You know, he said that he's going to give us dreams and vision, right? But spiritual things are spiritual to discern. So I thank God for all of the wonderful things. I'm also using ashwagandha, Sister Powell. Ashwagandha is very good for respiratory allergies, inflammation. So I've been using that as well. Amen. And so, Sister Powell, I'm going to have to put myself on mute right now as I'm going to have to transition.
All right, just we on the line. So if you put yourself on mute, you know, I will just talk, and there is no one else beside me and you mute. You know, God
okay.
is so good. He's so
amen,
you know,
amen. I did send out a text message to Sister Leola and Sister Tamiko, so I'm not sure. I did ask them if they were coming on.
Yes,
on the line.
Sister Tamiko was on the line a while ago, but she cut off.
All right.
So I will just go and talk. When somebody come, I will do open, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure what. Okay. All right, got you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Well, not bye-bye,
okay.
But I'm going to be on.
Okay. All right, my dear beloved, again, we are here now, 7:35. The angels is here waiting on us. And as we are on the line, we know other people are listening. We are going to go into the Word until my dear beloved brothers and sisters join us. Then we will open. I continue our Health Reform Thursday night. Is the power of love was in all Christ's healing. Whatsoever Christ did, he did it in the power of love. Yes, my dear beloved, the line is open. 4-8-5-7-5-0-5, the line is open. We only have a few of us on the line. And you know we have our people from Netherland, Canada, Asia, and all over is listening us. So let us be mindful and let us really give praise to the Lord. Health Thursday night, as we have been reading the health message, the 8 laws of health, and also we read the word that God gave us with the herbs and what we should do, and also that you would like us to settle in the truth. And we also go into the teaching that we should be able to be teaching others about health and their to preserve them and to recover them from health. So tonight, this is Elters, and we will be having a speaker. Our wonderful beloved speaker will come on, and my dear beloved, just let him make it, because I told him just a little after 8, right? And my dear beloved, let us really give God the praise this evening, right? There is a testimony. We have a testimony, not a testimony and a song and a reading. Let us just share that everyone can participate, right? Okay, this line is open. 518-505-56, your line is open. I can't go. What? Your line is
hello.
Open.
Hello, Sister Powell. Hello, my beloved brothers and sisters. How are you today? God is good. He's worthy to be praised. My name's Brother Eli Gordon from Boston, Massachusetts. I like to thank God for his love. I like to thank God for his mercy, because he is good. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Powell. And Sister Powell, my dear sister, I would like to thank Sister Tamiko for her prayers, my dear Sister Powell. And I'm praying for Sister Tamiko, Sister Powell. I'm praying for Sister Tamiko's beloved daughter, her son. I'm praying that the Lord would make Sister Tamiko go to Miami in 2 weeks. I'm praying for that, Sister Powell. And I'm praying that the Lord would make her go safe and sound in the mighty name of Jesus. And Sister Powell, I feel like to pray for individual at this moment. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, Lord, God, Heavenly Father, Lord, we magnify your name, God, this moment, God. God, I want to give you thanks, God. God, I want to give you praise, because, God, you're so good, Lord. You're marvelous, God. You're the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords. God, this moment, God, I want to lift up Sister Powell, God, who is hosting the prayer line. mind, Lord. We ask God to come bless Sister Powell, God, in Jamaica, Lord. We ask God to cover Sister Powell, God, with your righteousness, Lord. God, cover Sister Powell, God, with your blood, Lord. God, I want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Sister Powell, Lord. Allow Sister Powell, God, to praise you, Lord, to worship you, Lord, because God, you are so good for her, Lord. God, you are marvelous, God. God, bless Sister Powell, Lord. Watch over Sister Powell, God. God, I want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Sister Powell, Lord. God, break every chain for her, Lord. We ask God to break every chain for Sister Powell, Lord. God, we ask God to hide Sister Powell, Lord. God, we ask God, allow Sister Powell, God, to praise you, Lord, to worship you, Lord, because you are good, Lord. God, I want to lift our Sister Tamiko, God, in a special way, Lord. We ask God to come bless Sister Tamiko, Lord. We ask God, Sister Tamiko is going to Miami, Lord. God, Sister Tamiko is going to Miami, Lord, in 2 weeks, Lord. We ask God to allow her to go safe, Lord. We ask God to cover Sister Tamiko, God, with your righteousness, Lord. We ask God to give Sister Tamiko the strength, Lord. Give her the victory, Lord. God, we ask you, God, to cover Sister Tamiko, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We ask you, God, to cover Sister Tamiko, Lord. Allow her to praise you, Lord. Allow Sister Tamiko, Lord, to give you thanks, God, and praise, because God, you are awesome, God. You are worthy to be praised, Lord. God, bless Sister Tamiko, Lord. God, I want to thank you, God, that Sister Tamiko's doing her ministry, Lord. We ask God, allow Sister Tamiko, God, to come on this prayer line, God, to preach your word, God, to preach this word on the Advent Life Ministry, Lord. We ask you, God, allow Sister Tamiko, Lord. We ask you, God, to knock a door in her heart, Lord. We ask you, God, to knock a door in her heart, Lord. We ask you, God, allow her to come preach on the Advent Life Ministry, Lord. We ask you, God, to cover Sister Tamiko, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We ask you, God, to give her the power, Lord. Give her the deliverance, God. God, allow Sister Tamiko, God, to come preach, Lord, to come sing to you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli. Either you drop or something. We want to thank Brother Eli. Whoa, what is going on here? Yes, my dear beloved, thank you, Brother Eli, for sharing my line. I don't know if it's a drop, but all I know, we have a drop, and I'm trying to clear the line, but I am not getting it whole time. God is so good. God is so great. Brother Eli, you hearing me?
Yes, Sister Powell, I'm here.
Okay.
You
right.
Hearing
thank
me?
You, my dear. Oh, yes. Amen, amen.
Amen, Sister Powell. Tell Sister Tamiko I pray for her.
I want to thank you for prayer, you know, and praying for Sister Tamiko and praying for everyone. We just have a few of us on the line, and we held Thursday night. We can, you know, so far as we were talking about the health, you know, the Lord tell us in health reform Thursday night that we should We should teach others how to preserve and to recover health, right? So when we have our people, our brother, our neighbors, the Lord's word and command is saying to us, we should teach them, right, how to take care of themselves and how to trust God, because God is the great physician and he gave us the remedy from the beginning. And how we should live. And if we do that, you know, we will be able to help others who are sick and going through, just as how we come on this line each Thursday night and we share some of the wonderful things that God have given unto us so that we can use it to boost our immune system. So, Brother Eli, we just be a few, so we will be just here, you know, reading some scripture, right? We have other people. Welcome, my dear beloved, who is listening. I do know that, you know, our time is winding up for our speaker, And the Lord said, where two or three gather together, doing the things that is doing the things that he loves, he is in the midst. So we know he is in the midst. Our dear beloved sister Stephanie is in a class, and she's helping me manage the line, but she's in a class. You know, we're praying for her that God will give her the wisdom in this study, Lord, that he will excel. And, you know, we know that God is able to do all things. So what we are going to do now, my dear beloved, we're going to pray again, more prayer to Brother Eli. Just pray. Thank you for praying. And I am going to lead out in another prayer, praying, you know, for our leaders, right? I'm impressed to pray for all our ministers, our colporters, our youth who are in the ministry. And even though it's held, especially those who are doing the medical missionary work around the world. So we are going to, I'm going to lift them up, and we are asking our brothers and sisters, hasten their footsteps that they can come and join us, so that we can be a part of this program. Not for us to come on the line, and as we come and we take off, and we come up, we take off. Brothers and sisters, we are on God's time, and he is here with the angel. So let us worshiping him in spirit and in truth, and know that the angel is here with us, right? We cannot see them, but they are here. So we're going to pray for Sister Stephanie at class. Heavenly Father, we come to you this moment, asking you, Lord, to continue to bless Sister Stephanie. We pray for her already, and we go back and pray for her. Continue to be by her side. Lord, thank you for her helping to monitor this life. Hasten the footsteps again as those who are supposed to be coming to join us. Now, dear Lord, we present our leaders, Lord, the leaders from all over the world, the Seventh-day Adventist pastors, the Seventh-day Adventist administrators, those, dear Father, in the health field, Lord, those who are in the education field, the colporter who is out there, the Bible worker, dear Lord, who is preaching, teaching, Lord, out there, Lord, and asking you, Father, to be by their side. We also, dear Father, lift up, dear Father, our youth, children. At this time, we saw what is happening around us, and how the youths are informed in, you know, that, you know, they have been getting false information. So, Heavenly Father, we ask you to keep them. We ask you to guide them. We ask you to protect them, dear Lord. Ask you, Lord, to allow them to come back to their first love. Heavenly Father, if there's no other time, we need our bunch of youth from all over the world, all over the Seventh-day Adventist churches, dear Father. Those who are in colleges, Lord, those who are in training, we lift them up to you, dear Father. Allow us that we can show them the love that they need, dear Lord. And those who once was walking with us who was gone astray, we ask you, Lord, to bring them back. Bring them home, Lord. Yet gather back your sheep, dear Father God, that gone astray, so that they may come up to the present the gospel message, the everlasting gospel that you have given unto them. So tonight, dear elders, tonight, we present them from all over the world for you to bless them and for you to keep them, guide them, and protect them, dear Lord, as we are coming up near, Lord, for our speaker and those who join us, dear Heavenly Father, allow they can come and do their, whether scripture passage, read a scripture, dear Lord, and that we can go into the program, dear Father, the way in which you want us to pray. And bless us, Lord. Bless Stephanie's class. Keep us, guide us, and protect us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you again, my dear beloved, to join us. Maybe a late start, but we want to thank you. But Lord, place us here. He said we are two or three together. We have to be even in the midst, so we have to start, you know, so God is good. So we can open the line for 225-337, your line is open. Can you open? 225-337. Your line is open. It's just going. You hearing me? 225-337-377. Can you check your phone? 225-337-377. Sister Stephanie, opening for me because I am having a circle around here, my dear. 225. Sister, brother, are you live here hearing me? I don't know what's going. Brother Eli? Yes, my dear beloved. I don't know. Check your phone, 225-377, if your line is on mute. My thing is just circling here. Yes, my dear beloved, I have technical difficulties again. I call 225, and I don't want to cancel the program, you know, if anything. It can all, everything cancel off. 225-377. Check your line if it's on mute.
Hello?
Sister Paula,
225.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sister Paula, are you able to hear me?
I hear you, but I am 225-337. Join.
Okay, let me open it because I think, let me open 225-337.
Okay. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. That was my son's phone number. That's Brother Dre. So this is Sister Leola. I can hear you now. This is Sister Leola, brothers and sisters. Sister Powell, can you hear me?
Good evening, Sister Leola. Yes, Sister Leola, I hear you.
Okay, good evening, my brothers and sisters. I just want to thank God for this prayer line. If I wasn't doing some cooking, fixing my husband, working his food up, I would open the line. But I tried to hurry and get to the line because I heard Sister Power calling me. And I just want to thank God for blessing that we are able to cover one another back. So, brothers and sisters, I want to thank God for you and everyone on this prayer line that we are so blessed to be amongst the living. So, Sister Powell, thank you for opening my line. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. I just want to praise God for his blessing. And as we continue in prayer, I want to give him the glory and Dre being on this phone. And I'm hoping I have one other friend that the Lord been guiding her. And she asked for prayer that God, that she would, the Lord would help her to do everything she needs to do to follow him. So please keep, her name is Clarissa, keep her in prayer because she loved the Lord and she just don't have it all right now. But please pray for her that she will understand the will of God. So, and continue. I'm going to ask for prayers for my husband, Ray, Brother Raiden, got home, Sister LaColda got home, everybody home. And I'm so grateful. We just pray for all others that are traveling and pray for Brother Rick and all our brothers and sisters. But I'm just giving God thanks for his words. I don't know if I have time to.
No.
If I can.
Yes, Sister Leola. Would you like to pray for those individuals? I just prayed a while ago because we just have a few on the line. We have not a lot of people. And Sister Stephanie is in a class. So you would like to pray for the individuals. Lift them up
in
prayer.
I'm going to get my computer to help you, Sister Powell, but I'm going to pray for the individuals first.
Yes.
Our Heavenly Father, we come before you, Father, once again. Lord, thanking you for your goodness and your blessing that you bestow upon us. Lord, Father, we are amongst the living, and we just come to thank you on this prayer line. Father, you say let all breath, that everyone that has breath, praise the Lord. So, Father, let everyone that come to this prayer line praise you and give you thanks and give testimony of your goodness. Heavenly Father, I pray for Clarissa, Father, and she mention that, pray for her, that she can understand and follow God and study his word. And, Father, we pray right now, prayer line, Father, and learn and hear the word of God, because here on this prayer line, the word is being taught. So, Father, please have mercy upon her and help her to understand that the prayer line is always open and she is welcome to join in. And bless her, Father. Bless her home. Lord, Father, she has children. We pray and lift her children up to you. Be with her children, Father. Help them to understand and to be obedient to their mother. And we just want to thank you for her giving her testimony, Father, all the things that God has blessed her and keeping her. And now, Father, we also lift up Brother Dre to you, Father. He comes on the prayer line, Father. He's not much of a talker, but he listens. And, Father, that's a good start, listening. And every now and then, he comes to just say a word or just to thank God for the prayer, especially when he go offshore on the water, when he out there climbing and doing all those things. It's nothing but the grace of God that keep him and protect him and continue to be with him, Father, in leading and guiding him. And, Father, and thanking you, Father, for what he's have learned. He was, he came
amen,
from
amen,
that
amen.
Place which way he was. Hold on, Sister Stephanie. And we just want to praise you for Brother Drake, because he's believing in your Sabbath and he want to continue in your word, so keep him. And we also lift up this prayer line to you. We thank you for your blessing. Be
amen.
With us tonight on the prayer line and keep us,
amen.
Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Thank amen.
You.
Amen. 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 Thank you so amen. Much, Sister Leola. We're trying to keep it moving for the 8 o'clock time for the prayer. And so you're going to hear me kind of come in as I'm doing double duty. But we want to make sure that we're sticking to the plan. So thank you so much. Sister Powell, there's a line that I'm getting ready to open right now. Thank you so much. 272-770. 272-770. Your line is now open.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Stephanie and Sister Powell. God bless you. I'm so happy to be here tonight on the Health Thursday, dear Lord. It's such a blessing, and I'm so grateful to be here with my beloved brothers and sisters. So I just want to give the Lord all praise and honor and glory, because we know that the health message is the right arm of the gospel. So it's a pleasure to be here with my beloved brothers and sisters. And I just want to praise him, praise our God, from whom all blessings flow. And we just want to lift up everyone on the prayer line. That's my prayer request, to lift up everyone. And I thank the Lord also for bringing me home from my appointment today. So I'm so grateful. He protects us. He watches over us, and he guides and keeps us safe and well. I thank the Lord for safe travel and mercies today for my doctor's appointment. And I'm so grateful he brought my daughter home yesterday as well, safe and well. So I do have a Bible scripture to read, but if I don't have enough time, then maybe I can read it later. Is that okay?
Yes, Sister Tamiko, absolutely. We're going to come back to you with that
amen.
Bible text, okay? We're going to defer
okay,
to the
love.
Host. Yes, Sister Powell, to be able to man that, and then she will let you know when she would like for you to read that, okay?
Okay, beloved. Thank you so much.
Thank
God bless you all. Love you all. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Sister Powell, are you able to hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Go ahead.
Yes, my dear beloved. Thanks again for all who joined. We really have a late start, you know. And we are going to go into a season of prayer. You know what? The Lord say to us that the best way to reach him is through prayer, right? Perseverance. And we heard so much things is happening. Just a while ago, my dear beloved, my neighbor admitting the hospital. I know not everyone like to be in the hospital. I know I support with right here. I don't love hospital, you know. So I know it wasn't an easy task for him. And we heard about the sickness. We heard about problems. our dear sister a while ago, Sister Leola, share with the mother and all, you know, and what she's going through, and also the children, you know. So all these things, we look around and we saw all these things, sickness, pain, distress. And we were sharing this evening about hunger, you know, and all these things is bringing up hunger and hate, and all that is not good for us, you know. So we have to know that God is in the midst, and we have to really decide to trust him. So pray, more prayer. And as we are going into a season of prayer now, my dear beloved, right? This is a prayer line. Going into a season of prayer, I'm going to ask, you know, we're going to do a few prayer before we hear. I'm going to ask, open the line. Sister Tamika, can you pray for, we are asking you to pray for the members. We're asking you to pray for that brother, Rick. We are asking you to pray for Brother O'Neill. We are asking you to pray for Brother Drake, you know, Sister Leola, a family, and Brother Ray and Nicole, right? That's a short word, short prayer with those. And, you know, anyone impressed again, 301, if you have, I doubt, my dear, 301 can do it because she's in the class. And then I will take over. Sister Leola, thank her for praying. So we're going to do a few prayers. Brother Eli prayed a while ago. We're going to do a little different tonight. So we're asking you if you could pray for those, and then we will pray for the others. You can open, Sister. Your line is open, 272. You hearing me?
Sister Powell, can you?
Yes, you heard the names, then?
I heard some of them.
Okay. So can you pray for those who you hear? Because I called them already. So can
you
pray for those who you hear? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know
okay,
what? Got you.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this precious night. Dear Lord, we thank you so much that you're always here for us, Lord. We thank you so much that you never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Lord, that you love us all with an everlasting love. We thank you, Lord, that you said we are the apple of your eye. Dear Lord, we bless your great and holy name. We glorify your great and holy name, and we magnify your great and holy name. Lord, I want to lift up everyone tonight on this prayer line, dear Lord. I'm praying for Sister Powell, who's hosting the prayer line this evening. Continue to bless, guide, and keep her, dear Lord. Give her a special touch of supernatural healing in our body right now in the name of Jesus. Heal her, Father God. Bless her ministry in Jamaica, dear Lord. Bless all her precious Jews, her children, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, Lord. Bless her siblings. Draw them closer to you in these last days, Lord. Bless Alex Nation, Lord. Bless the Williams family. Bless the Rosie Project, dear Lord. We're asking that you be with them and multiply the donations coming in, Lord. We ask that you work everything out. Cover them, Lord, under the precious blood of Jesus, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord. May you be with them and strengthen them. Be their rock, their fortress, and their strong tower. Lord, be their refuge, be their hiding place. They need you in these last days. We all need you, now more than ever. So continue to be with Sister Powell, dear Lord. Strengthen her, dear Lord. Sustain her and be with her every step of the way. We thank you that you're in advance for what you're going to do for her, Lord. And we will be sure to give you all praise and honor and glory. Heavenly Father, we lift up Sister Stephanie and her precious Jews, KJ and Kaja. Continue to bless, guide, and keep our beloved Sister Faith and well. Father God, we ask that you bless her every need according to your riches and your glory through Christ Jesus. Give her a triple portion of the Holy Spirit. Strengthen her, Father God. Hide her behind the cross of Calvary, Lord. We ask that you hide her in your white robe of righteousness. Place the blood of Jesus over her doorpost, over her window post, over every area of her home, dear Lord, and walk with her along life's narrow ways. We need you, Father God, and we're asking for help for your precious daughter. Give her favor and her family over their lives and protect them at all times, Father God. We thank you. in advance of what you're going to do for her, that you will work out every situation for her. You will open up doors that no man can shut and shut doors that no man can open. So we place her in the precious palm of your holy hands right now, Lord, and we thank you for everything for her. Heavenly Father, we also lift up Sister Leola and her family members. Continue to bless Brother Ray, Brother Dre, and Nicole and Jarvis. Bless her grandchildren, dear Lord, Shiloh and Jarvis Jr. Continue to bless them and keep them safe and protected at all times. Lord, you know everything about them, Father. You know every hair on their head. Protect them, dear Lord, from the enemy. We know the enemy has come to kill, steal, and destroy, but God has come to give us life and give it more abundantly. So be with her and her precious family, dear Lord. Keep them covered under thy sacred holy blood, that nothing will harm, nor hurt, nor come nigh them. And, dear Lord, we will give you praise and honor because you are so worthy to be praised, Lord. Bless her and her family in a marked way. Heavenly Father, we also are lifting up Brother O'Neill and his family. Continue to be with him, Father God. Strengthen him. Dear Lord, you know what he stands in need of, dear Lord. He is one of your faithful, humble children, dear Lord. So please continue to be with him, Father God, and strengthen him, dear Lord. We ask, dear Lord, that you will continue to pour out the Holy Spirit upon him and his family members to keep him moving forward, Lord. We also lifting up Brother Eli and his mom, Rose, dear Lord, and all of his friends that he's praying for, dear Lord, at the DACO program. Bless each and every one of them and strengthen them. Lord, he's praying for Brother Jabel, Brother Jahari, Sister Shamika, and Brother Dylan. Please continue to bless them, dear Lord, and draw them closer to you in these last days. We need you, Lord, every minute, every hour, and every second. So continue to be with him and strengthen him. Father God, we also are lifting up Brother Rick and his family members. Father God, continue to bless Brother Rick, dear Lord. Strengthen him and his family. Be with his mom and his dad. You know what they've been through. We are so grateful, dear Lord, that you have spared their lives. Dear Lord, that they are still alive by your grace and your tender mercy. We are so happy, Father God, for them. And we know that he has taken good care of them, Father God, and thank you for that. Heavenly Father, we also lift up his wife. May you continue to heal her body as well. So by your stripes we are healed. Heal his wife. Heal his daughter, Ashley. Dear Lord, give her strength beyond what is normal and continue to walk with her along life's narrow ways. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this family. Continue to cover them, dear Lord, and keep them safe and well wherever they go, Father God. May you walk with them and talk with them along life's narrow ways. Heavenly Father, we lift up our brother Akeem James and his family. Continue to bless God and keep him as well, Lord. And we ask that you continue to bless Sister Continelli and her family members. Bless her, Father God, and strengthen her, Father God. And we will be thanking and praising you for everything you do for each and every one of us in these last days. Father God, we also lift up Sister Carla and her family. Dear Lord, bless her son Nicholas and her daughter Amanda. Strengthen her, Father God. Continue to bless her garden, dear Lord, and her health message that she is doing as well. So thank you, Father God, for her. Thank you for everyone tonight on this prayer line. I lift up all of my beloved brothers and sisters, wherever they are, dear Lord. We know that you are with them. We know that you are holding their hand and helping them to get through these trials and tribulations. So, Lord, I pray I didn't leave anyone out, but continue to bless each and every one of us. I plead the blood of Jesus over every name I call tonight, that you will be with each and every one of us and be our rock, dear Lord. Lord, we know that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So we know there's nothing our God cannot do for us. You are in control and you have the final say. Heavenly Father, we leave now in your precious care and keeping, in the precious and matchless and mighty name of King Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray always with praise and thanksgiving, Lord. Thank you for hearing and answering our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, my dear beloved sister. Tamika, are you hearing me?
Yes, ma'am. Sometimes my phone goes in and out.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you for praying. We're going to pause a little and just lift up the other few. And then the next voice you will hear is the speaker. We will be having a wonderful, lovely speaker tonight. And we just pray that the Lord will use him so that he will present the message. And we just want to thank everyone who joined. Thank those testimony. Thank those prayer. Thank those who are listening again. So we're going to, I will just offer a short word of prayer before the speaker come on. Heavenly Father, we come to you once more. We know that you are not weary to listen from me, from your children. So we just want to thank you, and we thank you where you are. We thank you for giving us health and strength this day that we can approach at the welcome table. And as my dear beloved sister, I present these names to you, Lord. There are a few additional names, Lord, in which I will mention. Dear Father, I will also ask you, dear, to hear our cry. Lord, we also lift up to you today, dear Father, all those that used to come on this line and not been here. Lord, Brother Bernard, Lord, we ask you to strengthen Brother Rudy and his family. Sister Naomi, Richard, Jensen, dear Father, June, dear Father, and Jeff, dear Lord, we lift them up to you. You know everything about them. Richard, Lord, we lift them up to you. We also lift up, dear Father, all the youths and dear Father, 111 in that group, Lord Jesus, that used to come into our study. We lift them up to you. And now, dear Lord, we lift up Sister Brenda and our dear beloved Brother John and also the children and their children, Lord. We lift them up on the work that they have been doing, dear Father. We lift them up to you. We lift up our dear beloved Brother Elder Richardson and Sister Richardson in Tennessee, who is doing a mighty good work, dear, drawing others to you. So we ask you to pour out your blessing. And now, dear Lord, we lift up the whole group to you. You know everything about us. Help us, Lord Jesus, that we will sit back, relax with our notepad and our Bible, dear Father, and we will take down these information that we can go back to study like the Bereans, Lord. Help us to be faithful. And we thank you, Father, for what you have been doing for us. So, Lord, bless and keep us, guide and protect us, we pray, while we go into our message, Lord. And if there is anyone who joined before, because my thing is giving me a little difficult, and Sister Stephanie is trying to help me, so I'm asking if anybody just joined lately, if they can just hear, and then the next voice you will hear is the speaker, our dear beloved Elder Richardson. Yes, my dear. Thank you all. So if there is anyone else join us lately, if you can just test your short testimony, and then we will listen to the speaker.
All right, Sister Powell, I'm going to open this line, 423-635, 423-635.
Amen, 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 amen.
Amen, good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for opening up my life. Sister Stephanie, Sister Powell, I'm just thanking the Lord. I'm on the road going home from work, and I'm just praising the Lord. A quick testimony. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised, and we know people, you know, are watching us as we profess to be children, disciples of God. And a co-worker, you know, second time I met her, yesterday, and she said, wow, when I met you, you brought light. It was something about you that was so different, and it's wonderful to see you. And I said, praise the Lord, and I was just thanking the Lord. And I had two steps to Christ. One was for someone else, but I wasn't sure who I was going to give the other one to, and I gave it to her, and she gave me a hug. And I was just thanking the Lord for using others to let us know that we are well favored by him. And, you know, as I was going over Daniel, you know, let us purpose in our hearts to be like the Hebrew boy, not to partake of the king's meat. And let us be faithful unto God, and he will take care of us. He will see us through this battle that, you know, through, and we know it's not against flesh and blood. So I just thank the Lord for his goodness, his mercy, and his provision for us. And may we be found faithful, and may others see the spirit of Christ within us. So thank you for opening up my line, Sister Stephanie. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Sister
thank
Carla.
Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for sharing that. And so I will open up this line, 931-332.
Amen. Hi, everyone. This is Ella Richardson. And is there anybody
else? That's the speaker right here. All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Would they have any other one for testimony before I speak? I didn't know if I
would. No, we are true. The next voice that you will hear is Elder and Sister Richardson. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow, wow, wow. I felt I am experiencing a bit of the old time experience when we all used to be in our early, what blessed days those were, eh? We are thankful for the Lord to come on the line and to just come together and share testimonies. And I heard Sister Carla is always on the road. Let's keep Sister Carla in prayer.
Amen.
Sister Carla, I know she needs a lot of prayer, you know, traveling mercies, because she has to be coming down by us down here, and it's about 3 hours and plus hours. So let's keep Sister Carla in prayer and for traveling mercies. God is good to us. Good to hear your voice, Sister Stephanie. I spoke with you yesterday, and Sister Powell, I was so glad to hear your voice and everything. Like, and Tamika, thank you for the prayer. God be praised. And I pray tonight as we go into this study of our great physician, who is Jesus, the sympathizing Jesus, to know that we need to follow in the Master's footstep. You know, if our soul is not healed, then our physical would not be healed. Our spiritual must be healed. You see, it's because of our spiritual relationship from the very onset, from our parents, Adam and Eve, because they lost that spiritual connection with God, we see that all things collapse. Everything collapse. When they lose their hold upon God, when they disobeyed by touching the tree that God said, do not eat of, and we see it was all about disobedience brings ill health to us mentally, physically, and more so spiritually. So with this in mind, let us pray and ask the Lord to bless us as we go into his word, that our hearts will be truly and fully blessed. Let us pray. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity to gather here on Advent Prayer Line, O Lord. I know, Father, I need to make some time and get back in full gear, in full throttle upon Advent Light Ministry and get this thing up and going to the extent as how we used to have it running for. Those were the days where we used to run it for almost 5 to 6 days. And I believe that we need to get back to that point. And dear God, I'm praying that we get back the committee into full gear so we can pray and fast, where we can have things planned, pre-planned and prepare, dear God, to invite more people, knowing that all things is at hand and what we must do, we got to do it quickly. And so, Father, I'm praying for your anointing. I'm praying for your grace. I'm praying for your forgiveness of all our sins in thoughts, in words, and in deeds, that there will be nothing to hinder the blessing and the anointing of the Lord upon us in this meeting here tonight, Father. We want to pray for all those that have been prayed for already and those that are traveling, Sister Carl, on the road. And dear God, we want to pray for your blessings as we, dear God, go right into the study. Lord, may I be an instrument in your hands. Lord, speak by me, through me, for me, and in me, Lord, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will be acceptable in thy sight as your people await a word, dear God. Let your name be praised. Let your name be honored. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, you know, I turned to this psalm in the old church hymnal, number 530, and I just, those who want to join me, I want to just sing two stanza of 530, first and last, first and fourth stanza, which is four stanza. The great physician is now is near. the sympathizing Jesus. 5:30. Yes. If you do have your songbook there, just join with me and yes, let's give the Lord the praise, the honor, the glory. The great physician now is near, the sympathizing Jesus. He speaks the dropping heart to cheer. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Sweetest note in heaven, sweetest name, sweetest love ever sung. Jesus, blessed Jesus. And when he comes to bring the cross, the crown of life and glory, then by his side we will sit down and tell redemption
story.
Sweet his name in every sound. Sweet his name in every sound. Sweet his carol ever sung. Jesus, blessed
Jesus.
Amen. God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I believe the Lord is going to do something for us tonight. You know, I always believe, you know, when the Lord blessed us in coming together in these kind of experiences, as we see the time approaching, we believe that God is going to truly bless his people as we unite together, as we give him the praise and the honor and the glory. We are expecting to see the Lord's hands working in and amongst his people. And brethren, let's open our hearts for the blessing of the Lord. The Lord have called us. He have called us to do greater works than these he said that we do. Greater in volume, that we can do his work in aggressive evangelism. But we must have the health of our relationship with Jesus. That's why when Jesus says, when he was asked, what is the two and greatest commandments? He said to love God with all your heart, your soul, your might, and your strength. And the second is to love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. And when we truly have the love of Jesus in our hearts, we are going to spread the word and to let people know that Jesus is coming. Now, if ever we need to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, it is now. You see, in Matthew chapter 9, let's turn to that for those who are following me. We're going to Matthew chapter 9, and we're going to read, I want someone to read. Mr. Powell, you can read. Matthew chapter 9,
verse
36 and 38 of Matthew chapter 9.
Verse what, brother?
36?
Matthew 9, 36.
To
38. I'm coming, brother.
Yes.
I am coming here. I don't know if anyone gave it before, 36. Matthew 9, verse 36. You know what? The Bible is so fine that when you're trying to open this thing.
Yeah. Can you see it?
I'm coming. Just 1 second. And I'm okay. Matthew 9, verse 36. Matthew 9, verse 36. Sorry, my dear beloved. Matthew 9, verse 36 says, But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep,
yes,
having no shepherd.
Yes, sir.
That's it?
Verse 37 and 38.
30, okay. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. 38. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest.
Yes.
Matthew.
Yes.
Okay.
9:36, right. Okay. Thank you, Sister Paula, for reading. Now, we know, brethren and sisters, that the world is in such a confusing dilemma right now, where people are distressed on every side. There are people, as we look around, they are scattered, as one not having a shepherd to guide them and to lead them. And, you know, we know that we, as God's people, as Peter said, that we are called out of a world of darkness into his marvelous light. And we are given the responsibilities as God's remnant people to share the light that God have given to us, to people that are perishing.
Mm-hmm.
Luke chapter 4 and verse 18 reads, you can write it down. I'm going to quote it. Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. And the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Verse 18, for he have anointed me to preach the gospel unto the poor. He has sent me to heal. And I want to show us how healing is imperative, how healing is important. Spiritual healing is important in every aspect of health. If we try to achieve health apart from spiritual healing, we are trying to put the cat before the horse. Christ, we must first experience spiritual health. The Bible said in 3rd epistle of John and verse 2, Jesus says, and if you can write this text, because I'm going to, you know, jump to various other texts and quotation. Third epistle of John, verse 2. And that says, I quote, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So here the Bible is referring to physical health. Yes, God wills that and wishes that we are in physical health, even as in application, even as our soul is in health also. So we cannot be one-sided, or we cannot say that, you know, I can follow all the rules of health in every aspect and fail of not having a spiritual, healthy relationship with Jesus. And the reason why we cannot be in our relationship with others, in letting our light shine bright before men, is because we do not have what Jesus says that we should have, the light of life in our souls, the salt, so it can reach others who are in darkness, to those who are perishing. We are a salt to preserve these people that are in the world that does not know their left hand from their right hand. And that's why we are called, brothers and sisters. The world at large are perishing. People are dying day by day, moment by moment. As I speak, every second, every minute, there are people dying and perishing. There are people who do not know which way to turn. And God is calling us as a people to reach out and to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, his example. He said, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. And this is why in our praying, we ought to pray the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Now, we have to understand, right, that when Christ saw the multitude that gathered about him when he was there, when he was here, he was moved with compassion on them. We need to have compassion, the fruit of the Spirit. When we truly are filled with the Holy Spirit of God, these are going to be the traits and the qualities. And this is about health now. I'm on the study on health aspect, on spiritual health. If we do not have spiritual health, brethren and sisters, what profit would it be where our soul salvation is concerned? We must have that spiritual relationship. We must have the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, meekness, goodness, temperance, and faith. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22. All right? So when Jesus saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion. He saw that they were fainting, right? Christ saw the sickness, brethren and sisters. Listen carefully. Christ saw the sickness. He saw the sorrow, the want, and the degradation of the multitudes that thronged his steps. Brethren and sisters, I am saying that in that multitude of that crowd that came to Jesus for healing, there were all kinds of sicknesses and diseases that people were going through and suffering. And we saw that they were hungering physically also, for food and all these things. And this is why Christ was able to give them physical bread. When he turned the bread, he blessed the bread and it multiplied and the fishes. He took care of the physical need. So physical health is important by the grace of God. And we see that Christ now was able to take care now of the spiritual health. And it's only Christ's method alone, brethren and sisters, can bring true success, all right? So we must have the same spirit of sympathy, the same spirit of empathy towards people that are in darkness, people that are perishing. If we as Christians do not, as we walk, as we live, as we come in contact with people, when we look around us and we see people going through all kinds of situations, we can see it on their faces, we can see it on their bodies, they have all kinds of complications and sicknesses, all that is around us. We should move with compassion, brethren and sisters. We ought not to be like the priests and the Levites, and the Levite who passed that man that was on the road, who was struck down and where they did him all kinds of things and robbed him, all right? And we see that good Samaritan who did not pass him by but took care of him. And we see that we should have that kind of compassion. True religion is what we ought to be practicing, brethren and sisters, of seeing the needs and seeing what is going on in the world and what we can do to help those that are going through suffering and pain each and every day. You see, to Christ, to him, we presented the needs and woes of humanity throughout the world. Among the high and the low, the most honored and the most degraded, he beheld souls who were longing for their very blessing. He had come to bring, where souls who needed not only a knowledge of his grace to become subjects of his kingdom, but to become acquainted with him also. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Brethren, today the same need exists. We are, and even more so, because we know that for almost 2,000 years now, we are seeing that from the time of Christ, sickness and diseases have so become rampant upon the human race. We have seen the degradation and debasing of the human nature, that where people are getting disease and sickness and all kinds of premature deaths, that people are dying at an early stage and at early age. And this show us that we are called to be light bearers, to be light sharers to those that are perishing. And brethren, I'm not saying this because I want to just let you all know that, but I'm telling you that this is what I do in my witnessing. When I go out there, I meet people and I talk with them, and I let them know that God, you know, what he has done for me, for my past years of living as a Christian, and I spell it out to them. Being a Seventh Adventist Christian is the greatest experience in my life. And when I relate to people, knowing about what food to eat and how to live and how to dress and how to eat and how to drink and how to take adequate rest and all these things and abstinence from all unhealthy food and drink, they are amazed, you know, when I'm witnessing to them in that respect. And this is what Christ is calling us to do, to witness to people that they can know that there is a balm in Gilead, and that Christ can bring healing to each and everyone that are calling upon him. And we are placed as mediators. We are placed as mediators where the Christ and world, we are to be light bearers, and we are to be light sharers to those that are in ignorance. And God is calling us to go to the highways, to the byways, and to open up the truth of the health message. Do you know that the right hand of the message, the health is a right message, is a right hand of the message? It's a wedge that when we present healthy lifestyle living to people, it opens up their heart to a closer understanding of knowing about God and about knowing about Christ and about knowing about the Bible when we take care of telling people where their health is concerned. You know, where we are here in Tennessee, there, God has blessed us with a building, and we are on the very verge of completing the whole aspect of getting the building ready to carry out health seminars. And in about a month's time, brethren and sisters, I've already contacted some of the Sunday churches individuals, and I let them know that which we visited a couple of them, and that we are going to have run some seminars, some health seminars on different aspects of sicknesses, of diabetes, of high blood pressure, any kind of thing to do with sicknesses, whatever. We are going to have these programs set up for them. And they are so excited, brethren and sisters. They are so excited to know when we are starting these health seminars. And I'm saying by the grace of God that we know that God is blessing, and as soon as everything is put in place in our building to finish up the loose ends, by the grace of God, we are embarking on these health presentations. And I want to thank God that God have so blessed us with presenters, health seminars presenters already, that things are coming in place. So, and I want everyone to pray for our work here in Tennessee, what we are about to embark upon. So it's important for us, brethren and sisters. I am just touching on an overall aspect of our spiritual relationship, the healthy aspect of our spiritual life. All right, where our living as Christian, how our example ought to set priority, how our life got to be influenced by the Holy Spirit that can produce the true fruits of the Spirit. And when this is done, we are going to see people coming to know Christ as their personal Savior from sin. All right, so we ought to have a healthy relationship with Jesus in order for us to have to meet the people that are out there, so when we bring them in, we can point them in a sense, in the direction of healthy lifestyle living. Now, for example, we understand when Daniel and his companions were in the courts of Babylon, we see that they were able to witness to the people there where they had told them concerning the diet, all right, that they would not eat of the king's food, and we see that they have asked for pulse, which is plant-based, all right, and we see that that was one of the aspects of their relationship in standing for a lifestyle of healthy principles. And we see as a result of that, we see the experience for 10 days with the Daniel diet, that their countenance were what? Much fairer and much fatter, and they were more able to stand before the king. We also have seen that when that image was set up in the plain of Dura, where all was to bow and to worship that image, we see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood because they had a spiritual relationship with Jesus. And it is so with us where our diet is concerned. We know that as a remnant people, we must, the 144 must have a diet of plant-based. Our diet must be of grains and fruits and all these things, and where our translation is concerned, the 144,000, we know that their diet plays an important aspect of where being selected as part of the 144,000. And so this is why diet plays a very important part in our diet. And I know we have been told, and we have went through these courses of how we ought to live and what we ought to eat, what we ought to drink, how we ought to dress, and how we ought to conduct ourselves in the sense of living a healthy physical life, and how we ought to have our minds connected to Christ, the spiritual application in our relationship with Christ, so our spiritual life can stand out as light, as Matthew 5:16 says, let your light so shine bright before men that they may see your good works. See, that is health now. That is spiritual health there. Your good works, the fruit of the Spirit, right, that they may glorify God. So we must have a balance. We must have a balance. We must be temperate in our physical, in our mental, and in our spiritual life day by day as we live in honoring God and in worshiping the Lord. And we know that where our diet are concerned, we know that that is going to be the issue in the last days, where Revelation brought out ways that it, about the buying and the selling. All right, buying and selling. So if you, our spiritual relationship now is not in right relationship with God, we will not be able to stand in that testing time of the time of Jacob's trouble, because diet will have a lot to do, our appetite will have a lot to do with our standing in the last days. And we know that if we do not practice here and now prayer and fasting, if we do not now here and now practice to control our appetite, if we do not here and now control where our eating and our drinking is concerned, where our the foods that we ought to eat, the plant-based diet now, if we do not practice that now, brothers and sisters, in application of our spiritual relationship with God, then, brethren and sisters, it will be impossible for us to go through the time of Jacob's trouble. So the time of Jacob's trouble calls for a reform in our diet. It calls for a revival and reformation in our spiritual relationship with Jesus. It calls for a life embodiment by the Holy Spirit in order for us to give the third angel's message, to do the work in giving the message with a loud cry. We must know firsthand where our diet is concerned. We must know firsthand our relationship, our experiencing in abiding in the vine, Jesus, the vine, where the branches. So we see the spiritual application here that we must abide in the vine. Christ says, I am the vine, ye are the branches, abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit except it abide in me. So without me, you can do nothing. John chapter 15, verses 1 through 5. So it's important for us, brothers and sisters, to have a healthy mindset day by day. And that will mean then that for all the time that we have, Sister Stephanie and others has been doing presentation on every Thursday on the diet of healthy lifestyle living, and every Fridays and Sundays, the presenters that has been given the message, Brother Akeem and Brother Ricardo, giving the message on the spiritual application, how it woven together, all right, the healthy aspect of our physical body and the spiritual aspect of our relationship with Jesus. And I'm trying to intertwine both, combine it both to show that physical and a spiritual health is needed amongst us. What the church need now is revival and awakening of primitive godliness. That's what we need to experience right now and right here, each and every day, a spiritual walk, a spiritual relationship with Jesus. We ought to be in full swing. And I'm just going to give a talk down on, you know, of where we need to be and where we should be now, as by the grace of God. We have not to be feeding on milk. We got to be eating of the heavy word, the heavy meat of the word of God. We need to go down and delve deeper into the source, delve deeper in the minds of God's truth, of the spirit of prophecy, and the in-depth writings of Daniel and Revelation and the spirit of prophecy. It is now that we have to make application. You know, the sealing means, what is a sealing? It is a settling of the truth, both intellectually and spiritually. Intellectually, when you know and you understand the will of God, Psalms chapter 40 and verse 8, I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. Brethren and sisters, when we mentally understanding in our own relationship, in our own experience, in our own walk, in our own relationship with Jesus, when we experience that grace, when we experience the moving and the anointing of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we are going to see everything coming up in where God wants us to be in our spiritual walk, in our mental health, in our physical health and relationship with Jesus. This is a time for us to be growing, to coming up to the full maturity in our healthy lifestyle living, in our healthy walk and relationship with Jesus. It is now that we have to find that walk and that experience with Jesus each and every day. Brethren, I know that, you know, it is one thing to receive, right? It is one thing to receive, but it's another thing to give. Yeah. And I'm saying that we are very fat. We are very fat. in the sense that we know all these truths. We know how all these health laws, yes? We know what to eat. We know what to drink. We know how to live. We know how to think. We know how to dress. We know how to converse. We know all of that, right? But we have to put it into practical use. We got to have spiritual application. What we have been taught, what we have been told, what we have learned, what we have engineered for all these years that we have been with the Lord. We ought to be teachers, right? We ought to be teachers in where given the word. So many of us to say are still students of the Bible. Students are not teachers. We need to come to the place where we can be able to tell others. I'm just giving an overall aspect of all what God has blessed us with in giving us all these precious truths of knowing all these things, and we cannot keep it selfishly to ourselves. We got to share it. We got to give it. And that's why Jesus said, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. And we that are few who knows the will of God, we need to do it and carry it out. Because if we don't do it and carry it out, we shall be beaten with what? Many stripes.
Many stripes.
Many stripes. All right? That means that if we know that we need to do it and do it quickly, right, and we do not do it, then there are souls that are passing each and every day that would have had the opportunity to hear. And by the way, we, by our lives, ought to reflect Jesus in every aspect of our lives. It's not what we say. It's what we do. Blessed are they that do his commandment. Revelation 22:14. Blessed are they that do. That word do is a verb. A verb. Action. Telling word. We ought to be living the Christian experience. We are living epistles read and known of all men. Can your neighbors say? Can your co-workers say? Can your wherever you are, can people see Jesus in you? Can Jesus see Christ in us by our example, by our dressing, by our diet, by our conversation, by our deportment? People see Christ in us. If we are not being example to the world in every aspect of our lives, in physical health, in mental health, in spiritual health, then something is radically wrong. We have not, we are not connected to the source. We are just presuming and assuming that we are Christians. But to know Christ in your life is to experience the Holy Spirit abiding in you and living a victorious life and practicing every truth, every knowledge of truth that we have received going to be displayed in our Christian life and our characters, our motive, our intent, our purposes will be focused on the Savior, on Jesus Christ. Our thoughts will be thoughts of Christ. You understand? And this is why we need to have that day-by-day relationship with Jesus in our healthy lifestyle living. And if we are not demonstrating that lifestyle of healthy living, as the Hebrews, as Daniel and the Hebrews in the courts of Babylon, had they not lived out that life and practiced that life and so forth and so on, they would not have been what God wanted them to be if they did not do it. But we see the result. And God is calling us, even as he have called those brethren who stood for Christ in every aspect, in every relationship, God is calling us as Seventh Adventists to demonstrate, right, to affirm the same principle in our lives, to carry out the same purpose of reaching the world. And we must be the example. We must be the light. We must be the salt. We must be channels. We must be the vessels. We must be the clay where God can form us and mold us and make us and fashion us after his divine similitude. And when we do that, day by day, when our life reflects Christ, we are going to see the difference it will make day by day as we live that life, as we talk, as we walk. We are going to see a difference. People are going to see it in us. All right? As a matter of fact, you said that a life lived, a life lived as Christian is far greater than a sermon that is being preached. We ought to be sermons, living sermons, brethren and sisters. We ought to live out the Bible in our lives. When the Bible says, and the Word became flesh in John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, the Word of God, as the psalmist David said in Psalms 119:105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119:11, thy word have I hid in my heart that I will not sin against you. So when the word becomes flesh, when we have a knowledge of the truth, a knowledge of what God's desire and God's will for us in our lives, when we follow the true aspect of godly living, right, we are going to see the result of people, you know, where they are looking at us, seeing in reality that the word is being lived out in every aspect. Let your light so shine bright before men that they will see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:16. Brethren and sisters, that is true health in serving God. Beloved, I wish above all things, 3 John verse 2, that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. Mm-hmm. And today, as I touched on spiritual prosperity, spiritual health, and physical health, they work hand in hand. All right? We are walking side by side with Jesus. If our lives are in tune and entwined with Jesus and in Jesus and for Jesus, we are going to see the result of souls that are going to come to Jesus. But because of many that are saying something and then they're living a different aspect of what they're saying, it has become a stumbling block and a hindrance to other people. And brothers and sisters, God is going to hold us highly accountable and highly responsible for our life that we live if we are not setting a right example to bring people to Jesus. And if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. That means that our life as we live, the food that we eat, the water and the healthy thing that we drink, and the dress that we wear, our conversation, if I be lifted up in these things, I will draw all men unto me.
Unto thee.
Brothers and sisters, I pray that all of us realize and understand that just knowing about health is not all to it. but it's application. It's application to our spiritual, again, I refer, spiritual relationship with Jesus. What shall it profit then, as I conclude? What shall it profit a man, though he gain the whole world and loses his own soul?
Or
what can a man give in exchange for his soul? Brothers and sisters, it is important that all of us have Christ-centered godliness in our living each and every day. So no one will have to point their fingers at us and say, you knew, and you did not tell me. Brothers and sisters, let not these people's blood be upon our shoulders. Ezekiel chapter 18. Ezekiel chapter 18 says that if the righteous does not warn the wicked to turn from his wicked ways, God said, his blood would I require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked to turn from his wicked ways and he does not turn from his wicked ways, then he will have his blood be upon him. So let us, by the grace of God, live out that life for Christ, lifting up Jesus in every aspect of our healthy lifestyle, living in both physical, mental, and more so spiritual. All right? Let us be faithful. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will be added unto Matthew 6:33. It is my encouragement and it is my prayer for all of us, by the grace of God, to set our house in order, to set our lives, to set our diet, to set our relationship, to set our every overall aspect of living, lifestyle, the right direction in the way that will lead many to Christ and that will bring honor and glory and praise. Whether therefore you eat or whether you drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit and that you are not yours? If any man defile his body, this body, God shall destroy you. So let us, by the grace of God, not defile our bodies in every aspect of our life, not even in our spiritual relationship with Jesus. Let us walk in healthy living. So as men and women see Christ in us, they will be led to call Christ holy and righteous. Let us pray. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, I want to thank you, dear God, for the words and the thoughts and the message that you have spoke to me concerning, Lord, the healthy aspect, both physically and spiritual, in our relationship with you, Lord, and in our daily deportment, in our daily living, in our daily lifestyle, Lord, that we will set priorities, that men and women who does not know the truth that we believe in, that we can be living epistles read and known of all men. I pray then, even now, Lord, that you will help us with all what we know, dear God, all the knowledge that we have received concerning that pertains to salvation, dear God, if it does not make an application to our life and others seeing our example, Lord, we will be like sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. So bless us. Fill us with your grace. Anoint us, Holy Spirit. We love and we adore you. And we thank you and we praise you. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my life.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Elder. You are hearing me? Or we have something
yes.
in you? technical.
Yes.
Thank you, Brother Elder. I'm telling you, this was a message from myself, right? And I do know that this is a message for us who join. This alters the reform. This message is to show us and to teach us that we cannot teach the message and not be doers of the message. And yes, our life will reflect. So I will just, you know, for a minute, I know we are over, but we are still, there are times sometimes they cut the line. But, you know, I do know that my dear beloved brothers and sisters here may have taken something from the lesson, this message that we got, you know, how to improve our spiritual life, our physical life, and how to be like Jesus, may have a question that they do not understand. This is the time you can just, you know, break it briefly and just ask a question. I can control my line, but you can, the line will be open, and you can ask Elder Richardson if you want to get it more clearly. But this is really a message for us, as we just read a while ago with the Elder Reform Thursday, that we should teach others. And that is what Brother Elder Richardson brings. We're supposed to be teaching. So your line is will be open, so that you can just share briefly, my dear beloved, because you know these people cut to you off the line. So I want to thank everyone, and also thank Elder for that presentation. It was God-filled.
All right, Sister Powell, right. I'm going to open this line for any kind of feedback. Commentary, 31552.
Wasn't good. Blessing, good night, everyone. Truly a blessing to hear that presentation by Elder Richardson. That was something that I share similar on Sabbath at a church that I preach, and it was a similar thing that I preach. That this is the message that God is going to use to help many to accept Christ. And I can tell you, in New York, doing this work, medical missionary work, come across even Jewish people asking me for remedies, different people, because they see the lifestyle that I live. I try to walk the way that Christ walked, and it's going to impact people. When we do it, as Elder Richardson said, our life is going to be a living testimony, and we are going to be a witness for Christ. We cannot be a witness with our lips. We got to be a witness with our lives. So whatever we do, people will see what we do, and they would admire us. And as something very profound, a video been going viral right now about Seventh-day Adventists that lives 10 years longer than average Americans based on their lifestyle. And if we practice that lifestyle, we see what happened in 2020. We should not be going to the world. The world should be coming to Seventh-day Adventists asking us how we are doing this. But we got so sidetracked because we forget what God has called us as a people to be. The three angel message is not just talking about Babylon. It's talking about fear God and give glory to Him. How can we give glory to God? We give glory to God with our lives. Our lives, we give glory to God. He tells us in Corinthians chapter 6, he tells us, oh, we glorify God in our body temples. So whatever we put inside our body or whatever we do, it has to be glorify God. So I want to thank you, Elder Richardson, for sharing that. And it's really a blessing to hear these messages over and over again as I share the importance of the time on Sabbath. The message that I present was the importance of the time that we are living, knowing the time. Get ready, and be ready. So we can't be on and off. We have to be constant. We have to be constant in the last days of Earth history, because the devil is working so much behind the scene right now and doing so much to impede the people of God. So we have to be on guard. And are we going to be on guard? Our food that we eat, it does something to us, because it said the life of the flesh is in the blood. So whatever we put in, we are forming blood. And the blood connects to the brain. So we have to think on these things. So thank you so much for sharing for the amazing presentation.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Anil, for joining and also input in the study. And we want to thank Elder Richardson again, you know, for what the good the Lord had anointed him tonight to present for to each one of us, right? So we have a work to do, my dear beloved. Is there anyone else, Sister Stephanie? Do you have any query or comment?
All right, let me open this line. 272-770, 272-770. Let me open your line.
Amen. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Stephanie. I'm so grateful for the message that Elder Richardson brought to each and every one of us tonight. And it is so true that we have to help those who are in need. Any person that is needing of help, we should go out and help them. And that's what we're put here to do, to honor the Lord and to help those. And I've seen a couple of sisters that was hurting and they needed help, and I went and I helped them right away, and they thanked me, and I said, it's my pleasure. We're always here to help and to show love like our Lord and Savior Jesus, because he died for us on the cross while we were yet still sinners. So anytime that we can help someone, no matter how much pain we are in, we should always lend a helping hand and have that love of Christ Jesus in our heart and mind and soul. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, my dear. Thank you, Sister Tamika, for that input. Yes, we're supposed to help everyone. We have the message here, and God is showing us just as how he have done, what he has done. So is there anyone else? I'll give you a chance. We look like we are over time today.
All right. Let me open this line. I see this hand up, 225-337, 225-337.
Thank you, Sister Stephanie. But I'm sorry, I was on the other line trying to make my dental appointment arranging for 6:30. So just keep me in prayer, because this was a very important appointment, because I have to get a tooth out of my mouth, and I got to put the bridge in, and I cannot go months. My appointment been canceled by my transportation, so lift me up in prayer, and I just want to thank God for the message. I did hear some at the beginning, but I was on the, I had to call transportation, and so I didn't hear the end. All I heard when I did switch in is Sister Tamika's prayer. So
okay.
I can just offer about all I can do right now. Now, but I want to thank God for what he has done.
Hold on, Sister Richardson. Hold on, Sister Leona. Let me see what Miss Powell, Sister Powell wants. Just hold on 1 minute, all right? Sister Powell? Sister Powell? Yeah, what's your next?
No, my next, you know, it was just closing time. So if Sister Leona wants to close, she can just close with a prayer. Yes, it's closing time. We are all over the time. We are 9:12 p.m. We are over the time. We are thanking God that we were able to listen to the wonderful message that our dear elder presented and to what.
I think Sister Powell just got dropped. We want to say thank you so much, Brother Richardson. He's actually a part of the Advent Life Ministry. We thank you so much for popping in and being the one to present the message today on health, which is the message for this time, not last year, but for this very time that we're in. So thank you so much. It appears as if to say Ms. Powell, Sister Powell call dropped, and so Sister Leola, your line is open for you to give us a closing prayer. That's what she was saying before she dropped.
Okay, Sister Stephanie, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you, Father, for the message that our brother brought to us. And I did hear a little bit of it, but Father, I just want to thank you for Brother Elder Richardson, which is Brother Richardson also, I always called him. And I'm asking that you continue to bless him with the word, and also asking allowing him, Father, to do your will. So we just thank you for all that we heard tonight, and we ask that you continue to bless each and every one of us while we go to sleep tonight. We ask you to keep us and allow each and every one to praise you and thank you for what we have heard, because the health message is the right arm of the gospel, and we appreciate every word from you, Father, what we heard tonight. And we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for that prayer, Sister Leola. I don't see Sister Powell back on. So may God bless you. We hope to see you tomorrow. Sister Carla will be hosting the Sabbath session for Advent Life Ministry. We know that Sister Leola does Sunday with Brother Hakeem. And so we pray that you will come back and join us. May God bless you. And may he shine his face down on you as we move forward with the message. May we become hearer of the words, not just hearer of the words, but doer as well. Amen and amen. So we will close with a song. All righty.